You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
A lot of text messages coming in. Grant Stewart, the Lions linebacker. You very seldom hear somebody do this, especially considering he's a backup linebacker for the Lions. But came out yesterday and said he doesn't think the Dolphins are ready for Lions brand of football and how they practice. And to be fair to the guy, said, I was with Tampa Bay, and we practiced against them. And, yeah, it's a different level if you're thinking that Dan Campbell does things a little bit different. And he's got some old school in him. He felt when he got there, I still remember Hard Knocks. Don't you remember Hard Knocks like yesterday?
Yes, I do.
And
I remember, and hey, we're seeing it again today. A lot of people are bummed out because he was here. And he's not here now, and he's doing a great job over there.
And he, by the way, when he did take over, he got right after it. He was like, hey, we're not it seems to be a theme when you think about it now, because I'm going, damn, Dan Campbell, that was a long time ago that he was down here. I can't remember who was the head coach when who did they let him go?
When Dan got let go?
No. Dan took over interim coach.
Oh, wasn't it? It wasn't Philbin, was it?
I was thinking it's either Joe Philbin or Tony.
No, it had to be Philbin, I think.
But anyway,
yeah, I think that was Philbin.
He took over, and you know, we had the same results, so they moved on. But he's ended up being a hell of a coach, and he wasn't even a coordinator on that Saints coaching staff. They came in, and somebody goes, "Hey, nothing's working here in Loserville in this Detroit thing." And they got that GM. You talk about the perfect combination of a GM and head coach. They got it. They put it together. It's one of the best in the game now.
I'm just very intrigued by this practice today because from all, you know, accounts, it just seems like the Dolphins are just going to get manhandled by these guys.
I don't know if that's the case, but they have been called out. If you don't take that, Bo's right. Bo joined us. This guy yapping, and Bo even said, hey, man, if I'm some of those linemen, I make it a point to make sure he knows it's game tempo. Forget practice tempo. And just like, hey, we get it. Hey, the team knows what's being said about them. They started camp with going, we know the narrative. We're soft. We can't win. We don't do this. We don't do that. And we're not physical. And I give Mike credit. You got to give Mike a little credit. And I know some of you are really down on him. And he's got to win games, yes, and all that stuff down the road. But Mike said, I want to practice against you twice, not once, but I want two practices. I want my guys, even if we're a little sore and some guys have to play Saturday again, cause I want to see them in game situations. This will be interesting to see. And Dan Campbell's got some banged up guys too. I saw their team. He's got some guys, not necessarily out for the year, but they got some guys banged up. And be interesting to see how it looks. They got a talented team, though. Well, I'll tell you what, I went through their roster last night, Woody, St. Brown, and Williams. Between them, they had 19 touchdowns as starting receivers. Laporta had 7. As I don't, where you rank Laporta? One of the better pass receiving tight ends. Not the best, but
he's like 3 or 4, right? Because you got the guy in Arizona is really good, McBride.
Well, I think the guy for Las Vegas is
stud. He put up incredible numbers.
He's real good.
Kelce,
yeah.
Kelce keeps saying he's going to have the big bounce back this year.
I don't know how you bounce back, man. 36 is undefeated in this league.
I know.
It's pretty hard one. But there's some really good young.
George Kittle's a good player.
Yeah. Really the best. There's the best.
He's a lunatic.
There's a guy still at age 30 that's a really, really good player. So, anyway, you look at that, and then you look at the Jahmyr Gibbs. My God, 1,900 yards and 20 touchdowns last year. And David Montgomery, before he got hurt, he goes for 12 touchdowns. So they've been super productive, and I haven't even mentioned their quarterback, who also had some really good numbers last year, maybe his best numbers in his career. And it'll be good work. All that is good work for our team to see what a team 15-2 looks like that we're going to be playing against, because that's what they were last year. With all those injuries on the defensive side of the ball, they built something up and go next man up, and they kept winning till they got to the playoffs, and then things kind of fell apart. Hey, we got some more stuff to get to here.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we continue on. A little teaser with Jimmy Johnson, who on his way to Canes practice today, all jacked up for the opener, like a lot of people are. Want to see what it's going to look like as it comes together. And they keep everything pretty much inside. They want to make sure nothing leaks out and get ready to go for this opener against Notre Dame. Man, it's right around the corner. We'll have that game. Hey, Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, will join us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, not too far from now, about 10 minutes from now. We'll have Pete on, and a lot of news, including Central High School, Miami Central High School running back. Nice story, right? James Cook gets a $30 million bonus, $30 million guaranteed money. Woody, is that what I saw?
That's the guarantee. Yep.
Good for him, man. Good for him. He had a hell of a year. And
it's a $48 million contract. Should he play the whole thing out here?
Right. I don't know if he'll see all that or not at the end there. But, hey, good for him, man, getting that $30
million. 4-year, 48, 30 guaranteed.
A lot of that money. Good. With that team, just stay on a really good team. Looks like they pretty much got their team from last year back together is what they've done.
Well,
and they added Joey Bosa.
So Pete was up there, and he's high on the Bills, to say the least.
All right. Well, we got that. We'll talk to him. He has been on the tour. He is.
They're obviously going to be very good, right? But when you hear that they've improved, they've gotten better, all that stuff like that, that's tough to hear. But
they're 13, 14 wins, and they got that quarterback. Listen, no, everything we're talking about, I had this discussion with Dave Hyde last night, who called me like, hey, what about this position? I go, Dave, look at man, we're going to be fine. A lot of positions, they always find a way either to patch it together, or it's just going to come down how the quarterback plays. It's going to come down to how lefty plays and how many games he plays. Can he play all season? And then we'll see what happens. Played all every game one time. And if he can stay healthy and play well or not, we got to find out.
Isn't it funny, though? We were talking about the AFC, you know, NFC stuff earlier. Like, the AFC is so quarterback-driven, and the NFC is team-driven, right? Like, look at the teams that have been good. You have the Niners were good for a while. They didn't have a great quarterback.
No.
Right? The Eagles, I don't think Jalen Hurts is great by
he's good.
Any means. He's come good. On, you know, none of these guys are bad. They're all quarterbacks. But none of them are bad.
But you act like Jalen Hurts is good.
But
man,
they're not elite. They're certainly not elite. Like Jimmy G.
They're front line. There, yeah, Brock but. Purdy,
like those guys are not elite. They're not even close.
I know we're giving Jalen Hurts.
And then Detroit. Detroit is a team. Like, they're not quarterback driven. I think Jared Goff is very good.
I mean, we'll keep coming.
But all those guys are ranked behind all these guys we're talking about in the AFC.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of them.
Yes.
The AFC's but those got, guys like, aren't the top bad. Seven or eight quarterbacks, at least.
You know what? You know what? I gotta say this about Jalen Hurts, because I get tired of everybody ripping on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts in his two Super Bowls has played really well.
He is a very good player.
He's played really well in the biggest game,
but he's not. He's not certainly not an elite quarterback for a guy that just torched the Chiefs in a Super Bowl. He's not an elite quarterback. I don't think anyone would say that.
What you mean is he in the big? No, he's not with the top guys. No.
I think you'd throw guys like Joe Burrow, maybe even a Stroud. We've been through any of those guys. Like, you could throw those guys probably in there. And
where do you put Joe Burrow?
As good as
what?
Well, Joe Burrow's better than the rest of them, but yeah, I'm saying you could put those guys ahead of any of those guys out in the NFC. I don't think Brock Purdy's very good. Do you?
No, I think he's very overrated. And he's won playoff games. He has. Not everybody out there was all aboard on Purdy, but then they turn around and go, what else we can? And we did that. What else are you going to do? Well, except, he's clearly better than anything you have. What are you going to do? You got to. It's time to pay.
Success, though. They had success with him. So it's like, it's kind of. But all those teams, man, those are team-driven teams. They're not sitting there like, oh, man, if we get our quarterback to play well, we're going to be good. Like, they have a lot of stuff around there, right? They have good defenses. All those teams have good defenses. Yeah. The Niners, their defense when they were making Super Bowls was
very good. Really good.
The Eagles defense, obviously.
Really good. Yeah.
Lions, not so much.
But you need, listen, this thing starts with quarterback. It starts with quarterback.
Yes, I agree with you.
It starts with quarterback. And I'm not saying you have to have one of those top five guys. You can win. You can win with some other guys have won it. But
you're not coming out of the AFC unless you get really elite quarterback play.
It's hard to imagine.
You're not beating Joe and Lamar and Josh and Patrick with, you know, pedestrian quarterback play.
And you know what? We saw it firsthand because we played Lamar, Josh, and then Patrick, and we found out we lost all three games.
Yes, we did.
Had the game for the AFC East in the middle of that and lost. Lost that game.
By the way, you could throw Aaron Rodgers in there. I don't know where you rank him anymore these days, but you could throw him in there he's in the AFC. He's another tough out. I don't know. You seem to think he's got something left in the tank.
He can throw it. I just don't know how 42 years old is 42.
I don't know. Brady was winning them at 50 or whatever. I know they have nothing in common, but
no, they have nothing in common.
That Steelers team thinks they're going to be really good, though, man. You could tell just from listening to Jalen Ramsey talk.
Yeah, no, and he's had a great camp and everything else. We didn't get into the Jalen Ramsey thing here recently. Anyway, we got to go to break because we got Pete going to join us. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, going to join us in just a moment. We'll get into all that stuff. I didn't really like all your take on that whole quarterback thing, but I'll tell you what, I do like Gary and Harvey. You're going, Gary and Harvey. I heard that. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. the partners of Cohn & Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Hey, I got a message for everybody out there because I hear a lot of frustration. I talk to people. If you've been injured, slip and fall, automobile accident, and so you end up going with somebody on TV or you heard a spot and you liked it and you saw the guy and the TV commercial looked real expensive and real nice and go, man, that's the guy I want to represent me. So now you go over there, you go in and meet with them. They say, oh, come on in. And either you never meet the guy that's names on the law firm or you find out, no, he doesn't try cases. He's just a front man. And so now all of a sudden you get handed off to another guy and you don't like his or her communication skills. And I'm like, and now you're frustrated because you don't think you're a priority and you realize there's just a whole bunch of people coming in like you and you're never going to be a priority. And if you're going through that, there's a different way to do it. And it may not be for everybody, but it should be. I got to tell you, when you walk through the door and you meet Harvey and Gary at the front and you're going to go, well, who's going to handle my case? They go, we are from start to finish. Yep. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. They believe in communication. They're compassionate, understanding, caring, and you can always get a hold of them. Hey, I got to tell you, man, two partners with all that experience. I want you to go to Cohn & Judah, read the reviews, conanjudah.com, saying a lot of nice things. Made us feel like we were their only client. Man, that says it all right there. I would just tell you, go to 866-FAIR-FEE. It's conanjudah.com. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right. Always, always special to have Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He'd been traveling around. I thought he was just hanging in South Florida. Been hitting a lot of camps. Pete, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Joe? Are you not on the bonding trip up north?
I didn't catch all the bonding. I did go up there for a couple of days and came back, and then I'm going back, but I'm going to miss a lot of that bonding. By the way, that bonding stops today with that first practice with Dan Campbell and the Lions. The only bonding is going to be taking place to find out. By the way, they got called out. Do you see that? Grant Stewart said he didn't think Dolphins are ready for the Lions brand of football and how they practice.
If you're Grant Stewart, why are you even saying that? I mean, it's not like you're relevant. But here's the other thing. This whole thing it's different. Teams 11 days away in camp, there's a method to the madness here for him. I think he's trying to cast aside all the crap that's been around that team for a couple of years.
100%.
And try and get this young group to kind of bond together. So it makes sense, but that's a long time to be away from home.
But you could tell it's been real clear, and I know Bo had a long talk with him. Kim Bokamp had a long talk up there with him, and he pretty much admitted that he's had to make some changes and feels like he's got all the guys now that Jalen Ramsey's gone, who, by the way, sounds like he's having a great camp up in Pittsburgh right now. But I want to get into all these things, and I think it's great they're practicing. Listen, he had to sign off on practicing twice against Dan Campbell, who, as you know, runs a pretty physical camp. What are your thoughts on doing this? I thought it was pretty smart. Like, he wants to make some changes.
And he should. I mean, the one knock on them is they're soft. I mean, that's one of the knocks. They're soft in a lot of ways. And I think, the goal line stand the other day in the preseason game, you knew they were running it because there wasn't going to be anything cute there because they want to try and change who they are. And I gave them credit for that. I think, you got to try and do things differently. It's not working the way it is. You got to be tougher. You got to be more physical, and you got to be a team that, the coach, they listen to the coach. And so maybe these steps are steps in the right direction for the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, boy, everybody's had a different take on this preseason and definitely an overreaction to all the quarterbacks and how they play and all that stuff. We go through this every year. What's your thought now that we are now in 2025 with veterans playing in preseason, proven veterans?
Well, I think you got to hit some, Joe. I mean, I think if you don't play at all and you go into the regular season without hitting, I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. You know, tackling is sloppy enough early in the season because they don't do any of it in camp. And if you do a little of it in a preseason game, at least you get some of it. You got to get hit. I mean, it's a physical game. You got to be hit and you got to get tackled and you got to understand what that takes when you get to the game. Now, veterans will say, well, we hit all the time during the season, but that's fine. But you still got to get some of that rust off of you. So I don't mind it. You know, if you go into a season and you sit there and you say, oh, we're going to worry about in the preseason, worry about injuries. You can't do that. Look, the Chiefs play guys all the time. They always have. Has it impacted how they've played in the regular season? No. And so I think it makes sense for guys to play. I'm all for it. Now, having said all that, anything we see in preseason, take it with a grain of salt. Because it's so vanilla. You don't know who the matchups are. You don't know what, you know, you get guys playing against guys that are going to be working on Wall Street and bartending down the block next, you know, in 3 weeks. So it's hard to evaluate it. And I think that's the toughest part of it. That's why when Shedeur Sanders goes crazy and everybody goes nuts, really? You don't think that the 5 months that they've had him standing there and practicing behind the other guys, you think Kevin Stefanski's that stupid? If he wasn't good enough, he wouldn't be playing right away? I mean, sometimes we get so carried away with this preseason stuff.
By the way, how do you think the Shedeur thing ends? When it's all said and done, the season starts, where does he fit in?
He's a backup. He's probably a third. You know, he's probably fourth. If they keep Pickett, which I don't know if they will, he'll be the fourth quarterback. If they don't keep Pickett, he'll be the third quarterback. I think that's the way it's going to go. And by the way, Gabriel's supposedly going to play this week. They go to work. They got a couple of days of work with the Eagles. And if he plays well, then what's that say about what Shedeur Sanders did last week? It's hard to evaluate this stuff. And I think we discount all the OTAs and training camp and mini camp stuff that the coaches have seen that nobody has seen. And we sometimes we get too caught up in what happens in these preseason games.
All right, so we got to talk about the Buffalo Bills, the team that everybody in the AFC East always is now chasing. James Cook got his money. Is that what you thought he'd get, about $30 million guaranteed on 48 total?
Well, I was there last week, and I was talking to some people, and his agent was asking for 15, and they said, you're nuts. They had offered him 12 a year way back in the day, and he turned it down because he was going to, you know, as a young age, he's going to try and make his bones, and it didn't work. And what did he settle for? 12?
Yeah.
Because he was scheduled to make 5.5, and you get the money when you can get it. And so the Bills gave him a contract they wanted to give him, and the agent will act like he won the deal, but he didn't. It was dumb. But at least, you know, and talking to people up there, Cook was around, and in fact, the day I was there was the day he said, I'm not practicing, it's all my business. The 2 days I was there, he said, it's my business. And it was a surprise to some people because he had been such a guy that had been involved in the practices and then practicing hard and playing hard and being part of the team that they thought he was going to, you know, ultimately get the deal anyway. So it was kind of it caught them by surprise when he walked away from it.
Well, they got everybody back. That was the final piece of like, well, it looks like last year's team plus. I wanted to ask you about Joey Bosa. How's he look so far up there?
Good, but they kind of got him in bubble wrap. And, you know, not that he's playing, he's practicing, they're limiting him a little bit. And the whole idea with them and talking to the organization is they want him ready for December and January. Now, what that entails, who knows? If he's healthy through the season, he'll play. But if, you know, he gets a little dinged up here and there, and we know Bosa's has a tendency to do that, then he kind of, you know, makes sure he's ready for December and January. He looks good. They look good. I mean, they've added big bodies in the defense. You know, the Sanders kid, TJ Sanders, who they drafted out of South Carolina, big physical kid. Deion Walker, they stole him in the fourth round. He's 360 pounds and can move in the middle of that defense. And he had a bad back last year at Kentucky. The year before that, he was dominant. When they get Okungbo and Hoyt back, you know, for off their suspensions, they're going to have to cut good defensive players, which is something they haven't had to – good defensive linemen, which is something they haven't had to do. So I think they're better up front defensively. You know, the corners, Benford's a really good player. Tre'Davious White's been having a really good camp. They'll get Hairston back. The safeties have been banged up, but that's a good defense. You know, no true number one difference maker, but a lot of bodies, and we know that they're scoring offense.
Yeah, so you think this Bills team has a chance to be as good or better than last year's team?
I think they're better. I think they're better. I mean, you know, Palmer's going to add to the receiving group.
I like
Keon
him.
Coleman, yeah, Keon Coleman looks like he's, you know, much better in how he handles his business and his 50-50 balls. He caught a couple of those. And in the offensive line, think about this. They're an offensive line that has the top 10 back. That never happens. Top 10 offensive linemen on the team from a year ago. They're all back. That doesn't happen in this league. So, yeah, they're better than they were a year ago.
And those guys never seem to get hurt. I swear to God, I feel like they play the same five or six offensive linemen every year. It's a pretty durable group. Hey, so I got to ask you, it's an interesting one since we're talking about Detroit and the Dolphins going to be spending some time with them over the next few days. You like Detroit to still win that division over Minnesota, Green Bay, or you think Green Bay has got a chance to overtake that thing?
I think Green Bay's better.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. And I was just up there for a couple of days. And you know, a year ago, they were the youngest team in the league. And, you know, they go to Philadelphia in the playoff game, and they fumble the opening kickoff, and that kind of set the tone for the game. And they were still in it late in the game as the youngest team in the league. Love wasn't healthy at all last year. He didn't practice. And so that impacted what they did. They had a ton of injuries at wide receiver. I'll tell you what, they added Matthew Golden at wide receiver. The kid is phenomenal. He hadn't dropped the pass the entire training camp. And you get Watson back after 4 weeks because he's now running, which is incredible.
Wow.
After tearing the ACL.
Yeah.
And then you got Dobbs, who's had the best camp of all of them. You know, Musgrave's back at tight end, so you get two tight ends now. The offensive line's good enough. Defensively, you know, sure, there's still some questions, but boy, I tell you what, at the corner maybe, but they like their corners, the young corners, once Hobbs gets back. And Edrin Cooper is going to be a star. I mean, I'm telling you, that linebacker is going, he's going to be the next big time linebacker in the league. So Xavier McKinney had a great year last year. Williams, the other safety, is good. They're good across the board. I think they're better. Here's what I'm worried about with the Lions. A, the other pass rusher opposite Hutchinson, he's also coming off an injury. That's a concern. They say he looks great, but still it's always a concern. And then the coordinator changes. How do you adapt to that?
Yeah.
And they've also had some attrition on the offensive line. You know, Ragnow retired. You know, they're getting up in the age at left tackle with Decker. They got probably going to have two new guards. I mean, there's some question about the offensive line, which has been the strong suit of that team. So it'll be interesting to see how Miami's young defensive line, interior defensive line, like Grant, get after those guys when they work with them.
Hey, so the one I've been waiting for, you know who's coming to town next week. Are you going to be spending some time with Jacksonville, Miami next week?
I'll probably come down for the practice. Yeah, they only work out one day, right?
I mean, yes, one practice. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'll probably come down and watch the practice. And it'll be interesting because that team is different. They're better. But, you know, how they work, it'll be interesting to see. I wonder if it'll be a padded practice. I wonder if they'll hit. I mean, I wonder, you know, remember last year when it was Washington and I came down and watched it, and it wasn't,
no.
It wasn't that physical.
No,
at all.
It wasn't.
And so, and again, teams are a little reluctant to get physical when they work against each other.
So you spent some time with Travis Hunter. I love this topic. First of all, he's amazing. He got to play both ways in the first game. You don't really think they got to have a snap count on this guy every game. There's no way they're going to let him play a full game one side and partially another side. They're not really going to try to play him.
Oh, they plan to do it. He's going to play. And I think he's going to play all the plays on defense because he's a natural corner and he's really good at it. And the whole idea was in the offseason was let him spend most of the time on offense so he can learn the offense. Because, you know, it's much more complicated to learn an offense than it is to learn a defense. And now he's going to play. I think he's going to be their starting corner. I think he's going to be their best corner. And I think he's going to play 70% of the snaps on offense.
Pete, how do you think this, honestly, now I know you know those guys and that team. How long do you think he's going to be able to play with that many snaps? You're talking about over 100 snaps a game.
Yes, and here's my concern with his size. The dirt, you know, they say he has the lungs of a marathon runner, the endurance of a marathon runner. The day I was there, it was 101 degrees. And, you know, 101 in South Florida is different than 101 Jacksonville because it's the hottest place on earth. Because there's no ocean breeze. You know,
yeah.
At least in South Florida, you have a little bit of an ocean breeze. So I'm sitting there and I like the hot. The hotter, the better for me. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, this is hot. He comes over and sits down with me. I go, hot enough for you? He goes, yeah, not too bad. He practiced the whole thing. I mean, you know, he wasn't playing both sides, but during the special teams practice, he'd go work with the defense. So I think from an endurance standpoint, I don't think it's going to be a problem. The problem could be, and I've talked to a lot of players around the league about this, is he's not a big guy. And so how does his body hold up in from the physical part of it? But then you go look at it, though. When you're a corner in the league, if there's an inside run, what are you really doing? Not much, right?
Well, they want you to run to the ball, but I know what you're saying, yes.
You know, they dance with the wide receiver and act like they're running to the ball. If you're the wide receiver and you're blocking on a run play, you dance with the corner and act like you're running the ball. You know, so there's a lot of plays you can get away with the physical part of it, and the run part of it, running around part of it. But you're right, there's going to be some wear and tear on that body, and can he hold up? And here's the other part of that equation. Let's just say he plays that many snaps for 3 years. Then he goes knocking on the door. You know, he's one of the top corners in the league, and he's catching 60 passes with 8 touchdowns. He goes knocking on the door. What does he say? I want to be paid as the top corner in the league, but I also want to be paid. You're going to put some on top for being one of the better wide receivers in the league.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see how they handle that negotiation.
Is he the best wide receiver on the team, or potentially can he be, or no?
No. Brian Thomas Jr.
Okay.
Brian Thomas Jr. is going to be a Chase
stud.
Jefferson kind of star. I mean, he's big
time.
Yeah. And then, you know, but Hunter, and again, I go back to Matthew Golden up in Green Bay. The hands on these guys when they're young players now are incredible. They don't drop balls.
No, he sticks everything.
You'd have a wide receiver bobble here and there and everything. They don't even do that. And I ran this theory by Matthew Golden. I said, it's because you've all been playing 7-on-7 your entire life. And he started playing in ninth grade. So, you know, back in the day, Joe, when you were growing up and I was growing up, you played other sports. You didn't play 7-on-7 in the summer. You probably played summer baseball or something, you know? And now these guys, year-round, they're catching so many passes. Their hands are incredible. Hunter's like that, and so is Matthew Golden.
You know, it's funny. I was just with Mario Cristobal. We were talking about the young wide receivers, and he called them 7-on-7 kids. And I was like, I forgot how much 7-on-7 they play. As you said, they play all off season 7-on-7. It's like a new sport out there, man. They're just that's what they're doing. Hey, Pete, thank you. Really appreciate it. And I'll see you next week out there. Okay.
You will for sure. All right, Joe. Take care.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate it. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. We got to go to break, man. Oh, 9 o'clock hours sneaking up on us here this morning. I'm going to take a moment to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I'm going to say this, man, 32, 33 years of getting you approved and getting you a mortgage quickly. When you call a mortgage company, you want to make sure you can get approved and get a mortgage quickly. A lot of different mortgages out there. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, been doing it a long time, has no life. He's always working. And I'm going to let you know, he makes this to really, it's important. He works 7 days a week, so you can call or text him. Whether you want to get pre-approved, you want to get all the paperwork done. So,
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.